All right, at the request of a P1, I will now attempt to rank the top five, bottom five Jacksons of all time.
Oh, my gosh.
You're actually going to do it? Top five, bottom five Jacksons.
So daring.
All right. Number five on the top five list. In other words, these are the best five Jacksons, in my opinion.
All right.
All time. History of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, Michael Jackson. You can make a case for him being the number one Jackson ever, but since he liked little boys, I had to knock him down to number five.
Or does that knock him off the list?
Yeah, but his record sales probably bring him back on the list. Icon status. Probably the greatest pop star of all time, right?
Yeah.
Was Elvis a pop star?
Yes.
Number four, Andrew Jackson. He's the only Jackson president, so he's got to be in the top five. Old Hickory was acknowledged as one of our better presidents, but he supported slavery, which keeps him out of the top three. Number three on the list of the top five Jacksons of all time, Bo Jackson.
All right.
With apologies to Jim Thorpe, Bo was the first true modern high-profile multi-sport star, and his marketing machine was one of the best ever.
Yeah.
Everybody loved Bo Jackson. Number two.
Ooh.
Shoeless Joe Jackson. A .356 career average. That's the third highest in baseball history. Part of the Black Sox scandal led to his intrigue, his mystery. There are many that believe he was an innocent party to that. Had a cool nickname. Movies have been made about him. Books have been written about him. Shoeless Joe Jackson is the number two Jackson of all time. And the number one Jackson of all time. Keith Jackson. Not the tight end, who was also great, but the football broadcaster, the soundtrack to our college football lives.
I'm with you. He was so great.
Better than Michael Jackson.
Yes, Keith Jackson is better than Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And better than Andrew Jackson.
What is he up to these days?
He's retired.
All right. Where does he not endorse anything? With that voice, you would think you'd get him to endorse tons of products.
He doesn't need to.
And he's the ticket's own.
He is the ticket's own.
We had him on several times.
Honorable mention for the top five Jacksons of all time, Reggie Jackson, Mr. October, Phil Jackson, Tom Jackson, TJ, Mark Action Jackson, Steven Jackson, Jesse Jackson, and Samuel L. Jackson.
Some good Jacksons you had to leave off the list.
Yeah.
Phil?
It was very tough. I put Reggie out of the top five because he's such a Rick with a P.
Yeah, but boy, great nickname too.
I kept Phil out of the top five just because too many people think that the players did it and not him. Mm-hmm. I kept Tom Jackson out of the top five because he's become a caricature of himself. I kept Mark Jackson out of the top five because he's a great coach and was a great player but didn't like him as an announcer. Steven Jackson's dreads scared me. Jesse Jackson's nebulous church affiliation worried me. And Samuel L. Jackson's watery eye in Pulp Fiction kept him out of the top five.
What? Okay, well,
that's odd.
Sometimes it's the little things.
What about Jackson, Mississippi? That didn't make it?
Now to the bottom five Jacksons of all time.
I'm going to hate you.
These would be the worst five Jacksons in the history of the world. Number five, Ray Jackson. Even though he was from Texas, the sparest of the Fab Five.
Certainly.
Poor Ray.
Number four, Kate Jackson. She was number three on every single male's list of the three original Charlie's Angels.
That's right.
Nobody had Kate Jackson higher than three.
No,
it was always either Farrah or Jacqueline.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kate Jackson was a clear-cut third.
Man voice, right? Kate.
And had man voice, yes.
Mine was Jacqueline, man. I loved her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jacqueline all the time. That.
Number three on the list of bottom five Jacksons. In other words, these would be the worst five Jacksons all time.
Keep
number
swinging.
Three.
You'll get a hit one of these days.
Number three, J.J. Jackson, the sparest of the original MTV VJs.
Oh, he was lovable. He was like a teddy bear.
He was the sparest.
No, he wasn't more spare than Mark Goodman or Alan Hunter. Alan Hunter was the sparest.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't Jackson, though.
J.J. Jackson had the worst shift of those. Mark Goodman and Alan Hunter and Martha Quinn, they had the primetime shift.
What was JJ's shift?
Sometimes weekends, overnights.
Oh, I don't think that's true. No. Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Look number two, Randy Jackson, the sparest of the American Idol judges.
You know, dude.
Hey, he played bass for Journey, though.
The only one still around of the originals, right?
No, I think he just retired.
Oops.
Hey, yo, dog. You know,
dog, man.
Pitchy and Journey.
And number one on the list of the bottom five Jacksons of all time, LaToya Jackson. Michael and Janet were stars, and at least Tito, Jermaine, Jackie, and Marlon were in the Jackson 5. LaToya is just weird, and she poses nude all the time.
She doesn't do it all the time.
And has crazier plastic surgery than Michael, and never really had any huge hits. She is the sparest and worst Jackson of all time.
There's like 15 of those Jackson kids. You can't even name the other ones.
Dishonorable mention in the bottom five Jackson list, Tavares Jackson. Jim Jackson for helping break up the 3 J's.
We got him.
And Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf for distancing from his real name, Chris Jackson.
Mama called him Chris.
And there you have it, the top five, bottom five Jacksons
Yay!
Of all time.
All right.